It's time for today's No Sweat News.
Excellent.
Are you ready for the stupid?
I really am, especially when Bon Jovi tickets are on the line tomorrow.
That's true. If you miss any of the No Sweat News or for some reason have to tune out today because you hear your family name, go to the podcast page, WRET.com. It's right there for you.
Okay.
Well, the hot new online challenge. You know, there's always some new kind of challenge. At some point, you're eating cinnamon. At the other point, you're eating a Tide pod, detergent pod, et cetera.
Right.
Well, now, and here's the new one, just to let you know. The new hot online trend is the 24-hour overnight challenge. That's where you sneak into a store before it closes and try to stay there overnight without getting caught. Okay? So there you go.
Well, that's also known as breaking and entering.
Trespassing. Well, is it breaking and entering if you go in legally and just stay in after it's, you know, I mean, it's...
Yeah, I think it is.
It probably is.
It's at least trespassing. Give me that one.
You are going someplace you should not be. And, you know, then you Snapchat it and tweet it and, you do all your whatnot for social media. And if you don't get caught, you are hailed as a hero amongst your idiot friends.
But then, of course, you'll also spend a nice night in jail.
Well, you could.
So there's that possibility.
You could.
Okay.
You could. Dateline Benton County, Washington State for story number two. This may actually make this poor young lady sweat. I don't know. Kelly Rowlett, come on down. She took one of those DNA tests from Ancestry.com.
Oh, yeah.
She was a little curious about that. And when she got the report back, the line that said father... it was supposed to be Howard Fowler, but his name was not listed. Instead, the ancestry test came back and said her father was Gerald Mortimer.
Oh, no.
Who was Mr. Mortimer?
Yeah, who's Gerald Mortimer?
Her parents' fertility doctor.
Oh, God. Help.
Yeah. So,
no, don't do this to me.
Mr. Mortimer is being sued. They're only asking for $75,000 in damages.
Are you kidding me?
To me, that seems a little light.
Yeah.
But apparently he mixed in some of his own boys with Daddy's you-know-what-ski, and his boys won the race.
So the fertility doctor is just... let's say, evacuating himself into a cup.
Something like that.
And that's not nothing. You don't need any kind of PhD or MD for that. I could do that.
At this point.
You might as well call me a fertility doctor.
Dr. Dave will see you now.
Ladies, I got all kind of cups for you.
Now, our third and final story for today and final of the week. Who is the celebrity turning up on the No Sweat News?
Meatloaf.
No.
I know it's a very specific guess, but...
none other than Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, Weird Al.
You know, of all the celebrities, you would think he would be a perfect one.
Yeah, okay.
And it's not because he did something embarrassing like get caught humping an otter or something.
Do his 1 millionth parody song about food?
Weird Al created a cheese-themed crossword puzzle for the New York Times.
Guy loves food, man.
And they published it yesterday.
I have never seen anyone who has taken his love of food with Eat It, with I Love Rocky Road, with He's Fat.
Let's see how you do. Here are some of the clues and answers for Weird Al's cheese-themed New York Times crossword puzzle.
Okay.
All the answers were cheesy movie puns, okay?
Oh.
So here's the clue. Cheesy 1992 military drama with 12 letters.
Blue cheese good men.
Very close.
A blue good men.
A few Gouda men.
I had the movie.
You did. 1987 thriller.
1987 thriller?
Cheesy 1987 thriller. 14 letters.
Something with Fatal Attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I'm halfway onto these things.
You're good.
Polio Attraction.
Theta. Theta.
Okay, look. You know I'm really good with movies, as you know, but I really stink with cheeses. Apparently.
All right, here's the last one.
Yes, I like this game.
Cheesy 2001 animated film. 12 letters. Animated 2001. Cheesy.
Oh, okay, I know this. I'm thinking it's going to be Finding Nemo?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, Toy Story?
No.
Shrek? What's the movie?
Munsters, Inc.
Oh, Munsters, Inc., Munster Cheese. I wouldn't have gotten that in 1 million years.
So there you go.
I like that, actually.
It's fun, right? So check out yesterday's New York Times for that.
Weird Al, a New York Times publishing author.
How about that?
Who
huh?
would have thought it?
Good for you, brother. That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you tomorrow for the quiz. I'll read four stories on air. Three were actually part of the No Sweat News this week. One I made up at about 4:20 this afternoon. You spot that phony story, you got a great shot at winning Bon Jovi tickets for Sunday night show.